107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron with a campaign update and so much more. Elizabeth, it's good to see you. I should take your jacket off.
It's warm in here. It's cold outside, but it's warm here in the studios. But I'm not complaining. Everything looks so beautiful and fresh and very Christmassy out there. So,
All right. How are we doing on the campaign?
We're doing great. Yes, we just topped the 31% mark of our goal. So that's pretty great. We get to light another light bulb on our thermometer downtown, or our fundraising pole, as some people call it. So have a look at that when you're driving downtown, and give a nod to the sponsors to our thermometer down there. So yeah, 31%, pretty happy. That's great. And all funds raised, of course, go to support important local programs, including the Stratford Connection Center and our urgent needs funds that we're fundraising for. And Jamie, our goal is $2.5 million. So we got a long way to go yet still.
But we're off and running. That is great news at 31%. So that is awesome. Off and running. So now, Elizabeth, you may want to put your coat back on because we have an announcement of event that's coming up in the new year.
That's right. Registration is now open for teams for the coldest night of the year. This is our signature event that we raise money for ShelterLink Youth Services, as well as our Connection Center, which is going to be very, very busy this season with it being winter now, and things are being, it's colder to live outside. So coldest night of the year is a walk around the river, and it's on February the 24th on Saturday, and registration's now open. So you can grab a team if you're in a sports, like a sports team, church group, families, your work, put together a team. It creates morale, and it's all for a good cause.
For sure. And the goal for this year's walk is $170,000. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Okay. And it's last year we had 60 teams and a little over 350 walkers, and we raised $152,000. So we thought we could do a little bit better this year and do with 170 for sure. And what's kind of cool, what Coldest Night of the Year does every year is the first 300 walkers across the country to raise $500 get a Coldest Night of the Year hoodie.
Okay.
And every year it's brand new. It's a new one. So we had lots of people in Stratford that did that, that got that this last year. So that is something to strive for. Of course, anybody that raises $150 gets the signature toque.
Yeah. And I've seen the new toques for next year. Yeah. They look good.
Yeah. We've seen them online. They've got a really nice stripe to them and a pom-pom, because pom-poms are popular, right?
Yeah.
Now the kids like the pom-poms.
You gotta have the pom-poms.
So when we get them in our office, Jamie, I'll bring you in one.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll do a photo op
for
sure.
Yeah, but yeah.
Again, this is such a great cause. I mean, if you want to talk about wonderful community events where you really feel part of the community, this is one to check out.
It is for sure. We get a ton of people out. It's a lovely late afternoon, evening to spend walking in the cold around the river and raising money for those who are vulnerable in our community. And when you're done, you get to have a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends from Soup Surreal, who are providing the walkers with a complimentary cup of soup after they finish their walk.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And actually, you know, if you don't want to walk around the river or you're not available on that day, on Saturday, February the 24th, you can walk around anywhere and still raise money and still put a team in if that date doesn't work for you. So don't be, worried about that date so much. You can walk anytime in the month of February and still contribute to the cause.
Yeah, it's easy to make a donation. Their website, cnoy.org, and of course, links and details with United Way Perth Huron. It is a great, great community event. Coldest night of the year for Saturday, February 24th at Upper Queen's Park, the location. But we're still spreading the local love for the holidays.
We are, yes. We want to try and push our local love cream ale that has been brewed by Black Swan Brewery downtown Stratford, and they have collaborated with us and created this delicious cream ale, and 50 cents from every can that you purchase goes back to the United Way Perth Huron's work. And we want to give a shout out to those guys. So go on in and you can grab a 6-pack, or you can grab 12-pack, or just one, and sit down and have a cheers to small businesses and helping your community.
You bet. That's what it's all about right there. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Yep. Campaigns off and running. Coldest night of the year, local love, and more events coming up too. Elizabeth Cooper. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Jamie.